On November 29th, 2001, George Harrison died. So coming up is the 10th anniversary of George Harrison's death, the so-called Quiet Beatle. Harrison had an amazing legacy, not only his musical legacy, but his spiritual legacy. In fact, he had quite an impact on his fellow Beatles, John Lennon, Paul McCartney, and Ringo Starr. It's very difficult to imagine songs like Imagine or by John Lennon, Across the Universe, Instant Karma, without George Harrison, or even Let It Be, which is really a phrase that comes out of the Tao Te Ching, which Harrison put throughout his song. So Harrison had an amazing influence. He wasn't like a lot of modern pop stars today. He was very outspoken on the environment, war. He was against war, all the things he saw happening. He wasn't afraid to say what he thought, and even put his career on the line in many instances. Dabbling in Eastern religion in the mid-1960s was not the most politically correct thing to do in Western culture. However, the world was listening, especially young people, and Harrison had quite an impact in introducing things like transcendental meditation and yoga to Western culture. Harrison first got into Eastern religion in the movie Help. He heard the sitar and some of the other instruments that were used in that film, got interested, traveled to India. He eventually met Ravi Shankar, the sitar master, who is, of course, the father of Norah Jones, the popular singer, and got quite heavily into Eastern religion. And then in 1967, he invited the other Beatles to a lecture by the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, who was the master of TM. The Beatles attended. They all got into transcendental meditation. Shortly thereafter, attendance at TM lectures around the world tripled. Deepak Chopra, the author, has said that basically George Harrison single-handedly introduced a potent form of spirituality into Western culture. In 1968, he invited the other Beatles to travel to India with him. And of course, they all got in their troop and went with him. People like Mike Love of the Beach Boys, Mia Farrow, the actress, and other celebrities followed the Beatles. Again, that was George Harrison's influence, where they studied at the Maharishi's complex. And during that particular time, wrote 40 additional new songs in a couple months, which eventually wound up most of them on the Beatles' legendary White Album. Philip Goldberg, in his book American Veda, says this. He said, "The Beatles' trip to Rishikesh, India, may have been the most momentous spiritual retreat since Jesus spent those 40 days in the wilderness." So the Beatles alone had an amazing impact, and through George Harrison, an amazing spiritual impact, which is one reason I think that the Beatles have lasted. They had a spiritual emphasis. And Harrison himself, in 1967, with the legendary Sgt. Pepper album, his song Within You Without You is the spiritual centerpiece of that particular album, where he talks about the fact that people have given over their lives to materialism. We've forgotten the important things. And Harrison went on to say the song All You Need Is Love. He said clearly, you know, love is the word that the Beatles were using in place of God. He said it was just an advertisement for God. He wanted to turn people on to God, and the Beatles were talking about spiritual values. So it's amazing that you see a pop star having this kind of influence. After the Beatles broke up in 1970, Harrison continued. In 1971, he formed the Concert for Bangladesh. It was the first celebrity concert for humanitarian aid. So it set the tone for all the humanitarian concerts. So Harrison was a pioneer in that respect as well. I've written a commentary that you should read on our website at rutherford.org. It's called George Harrison Remembered in Words and Songs, where I quote some of his lyrics and some of the things he had to say. For example, "Just as cinematic images appear to be real but are only combinations of light and shade, so is the universal variety a delusion. The planetary spheres with their countless forms of life are naught but figures in a cosmic motion picture. One's values are profoundly changed when he is finally convinced that creation is only a vast motion picture, and that not in but beyond it lies in his own reality." It's amazing that you would have a pop culture figure pronouncing things like this. Ponderous statements about creation and how we live our lives. In fact, he was very, very poignant about what was happening. For example, in his song Rising Sun, Harrison says this, "On the streets of villains taken for a ride, you can have the devil as a guide, crippled by boundaries, programmed into guilt, till your nervous system starts to tilt. in a room of mirrors you can see for miles, but everything that's there is in disguise. Every word you've uttered and every thought you've had is all inside your file, the good and the bad. But in the rising sun, you can feel your life begin. Universe at play inside your DNA, you're a billion years old today. What Harris understood was is that there is a hereafter. There is a God. And we're all going to be held accountable for our actions. So what we do here is very, very important in this life. We're here essentially to help other people. I've always emphasized that through my work. And that's our main objective. And to seek peace, harmony, and love. As George Harrison says in his song, Give Me Love. Give me love.